You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
We have had some technical problems.
Hit it!
You are connected to Ace TJ 5G.
Ace TJ.
Riggins.
Alexis.
Tech D-Rob. Live from the Calitrend Studios, this is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
All right, this is starting to get kind of frustrating. So I forget that I'm not supposed to wear a white shirt anymore in here because it throws off the color of the camera. And at home, my little setup that I have to do my political show, I can't wear gray shirts because it's a gray backdrop, right? And it fades into the gray. So, you know, I swear I was standing in the closet yesterday before I recorded the show at home. And I've already used this shirt. It's like 9 episodes up there. And I'm running through shirts that actually will work on the thing. And Ace, I'm standing there looking at a black shirt, which shows up well on it. But it has something, some kind of a phrase on it about it's a St. Patrick's Day t-shirt.
Right.
So then I'm going, well, I mean, it's not St. Patrick's Day. It doesn't say Happy St. Patrick's Day, but it's clearly what you would wear on St. Patrick's Day. Can you get away with that? And it's not St. Patrick's Day? Or does that just look like, you know, you're cheesy and don't have any clothes? So I didn't wear it. But, I mean, it's getting to where, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, I'm fighting that struggle.
Yeah.
So today I wore a white shirt. I forgot until they turned the cameras on and said, oh, my God.
Yeah, it makes you super dark in that case, right?
Regan said I look like a milk duck. Yeah.
It is so dark. I can't even figure out how to fix it.
Yeah, I don't know. It's cool it down. You know what I'm saying? Like, take down the warmth, maybe.
But and the one at home that I use, every time I make a big gesture when I'm talking, the camera goes out of focus and right back in. Like, it's trying to focus on something gets closer to it. But I just need a new wardrobe. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that might
help. I got to have new shirts.
Well, or perhaps we need better cameras. maybe that would solve the problem. Then everything would look same.
The TV lights aren't on. Would that make a difference?
Let's see.
Rob didn't plug the. Did that make a difference?
No.
No? Mm-mm. Okay, well, then if those lights don't make a difference, I say leave them off.
There we go. Now we're working. I think Rob just figured it out.
Okay,
so mess with you a little bit.
All right, so we don't need the lights or do?
Well, let me unplug them and see what it does.
Okay, this is fun.
Yeah,
this is fun.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Good. Alexis looks better like this.
Listen, honey, I don't need to wear certain types of colors on my clothes to look good on camera.
I just said that you look, mm-hmm. you look better when it's just the natural light.
Natural.
You're welcome. That was a compliment.
I don't know with you what things are compliments, because they don't sound like compliments sometimes. Well,
that's because your
ears are a valid point.
I'm like, I don't know about that.
Your ears don't filter it properly. Then right. You need to go to the ENT.
See what I mean?
Yeah, ENT is not an explosive.
Oh, gosh.
It's an ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Why are you saying, oh, gosh, Rob?
I'm trying to see if I can fix yours, and I went way too dark.
What was wrong with Ace's?
It's just a different color than everybody else.
He got ultra-saturated there for a second. You don't need to know what that means, but it didn't look good.
Oh, my God. It's almost like, yeah, now he looks red.
Maybe if we didn't have two different cameras and a MacBook running this thing, we could get like a unified camera system going, we'd be in business here.
But, you know, I think we need to just start waiting until the end of every show. take the film to Eckerd, have it developed.
I've been posted up online after that. Yeah.
It's not the news. It's more important. Now trending with Riggins on the Ace of TJ show.
I'm amazed that Rob can make all these color corrections because I'm sure he's tired. He went to go see the newest Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, along with a bunch of other people. One of the largest animated openings.
Oh, I thought Rob went.
What?
I thought you meant Rob had a big group of people he went with,
maybe
party.
He did.
Mm-hmm. I'm going today because I didn't get to.
$16 million on a Thursday night, one of the largest Thursday night premiere night, preview nights ever. It's also one of the longest animated movies ever, clocking in at 2 hours and 20 minutes for an animated movie. Wow.
Oh.
I've heard it's real good, though.
Oh, you did not go see it?
I didn't get a chance to yesterday.
Okay. Well, a lot of people did, even beating out some of the other Spider-Man movies.
Rob didn't get a chance to go to the cartoon yesterday because he was down there working on his retirement plan.
Actually, the theater I go to was closed because of a shooting. So.
Oh God!
Oh well. So that's why you didn't go.
Ooh. Oh, that's terrible. Well, they should. I wish they could have called Spider-Man.
Rob's mad. Hey, you just move the police tape and let us in.
I still want to see Spidey.
So you were planning to go, but there was a shooting. Oh my God!
I want to know which one, but I think I know.
I don't know, but I think I know.
Yeah. You guessed right.
I think I know. And then one of the biggest stories yesterday afternoon was the president falling at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation in Colorado. And when he got back to the White House, I mean, he took a pretty hard fall.
Yeah, this was, I think, the hardest one, except for when he fell off his bike that time.
Yeah, oof. This one looked pretty bad. But when he got back to the White House, he had a good attitude. He goes, I got sandbagged. And he had tripped over this little sandbag that they had on stage. It was like the size of a cornhole bag kind of. But he took a hard fall. But yeah, I do remember when Trump took those slow steps down the ramp at a commencement, like a naval graduation, I think it was, they crucified him for going so slow down the ramp. And then he delivered the greatest speech ever for 5 minutes talking about here's why I went slowly down the ramp, because they would have been horrible to me.
Yeah, but he did say yesterday because somebody told him Biden just fell down on stage and all that. And he said, oh, he did? Biden fell? Oh, I hope he's okay. I hope he's not hurt. Good. And then he said, because I mean, the way they have you walk on those commencement stairs and ramps and things. And he told that story again about the general having to walk with him as he's going down.
General, I've got leather bottom shoes, which are great for walking on flat surfaces, not on ramps. I've got sun pouring on me. I mean, he was a maniac. But this it looked like Joe Biden had a good attitude about it.
Mm-hmm. And look, we're used to it now.
Falling.
Yeah, he falls down more than Luke Bryan in concert.
It's like his thing. It's my shtick. I fall. And then today is National National Donut Day. So you can go to a lot of places and get a free donut. I know Krispy Kreme is doing a free donut with no purchase necessary. And then I believe if you go to Dunkin' Donuts, you also get a free donut, but you have to make a purchase.
It's a drink. You got to buy a drink, get a free donut. And Taco Bell is giving... I got the details.
Cinnabon Delights.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one. If you order delivery and spend $20, you get a free 2-pack of their Cinnabon Delights.
The greatest mall snack ever. And those are a few things that are now trending.
By the way, since we're doing food things, game one of the NBA Finals was last night, and Chipotle is giving away 300 free burritos every time a three-pointer is made during the NBA Finals. So, like, last night there were 14 of them. You got to follow them on Twitter, and they tweet a code out or something, and you've got to then send the code in to see if you get a free burrito. So I don't know if you're that much into free food. Yeah. Oh, there is something that everybody's been talking about this week. How can this happen? Who would allow this to happen? Why is this going on? We may know some more information. Things may not be quite as they seem, which could be creating even more controversy. It's a big story, and we're going behind the scenes next.
Share Funny is now a little extra. The Extra Funny podcast, coming up at 9 a.m. live on the Ace and TJ app and anytime wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
Ace TJ Prime reward members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word. Studio. That's studio. If you're not an Ace TJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
This is the Ace and TJ radio show and podcast from the Calitrin Studios. Lose weight the safe and effective way with Calitrin. Go to acetj.com/weightloss to get details. Now, Ace and TJ.
You know what I hate? I was just looking at Twitter, and I saw somebody I know who tweeted something, and I liked their, that's a good tweet. I liked their tweet, and then I realized, I was supposed to call that person back yesterday.
Yikes.
I was on the phone when he called me, and I messaged him and said, hey, I'll call you right back. I'll be off this call. I'm on a business call. Give me 15 minutes. That was almost 24 hours ago. And I was like, man.
Screwed that one up.
Hey, there's something out there called Ace TJ Prime and Ace TJ Prime Plus that we want you to be involved in. Prime is absolutely free. You get signed up for Ace TJ Prime, and that gets you a lot of new stuff, a lot of stuff before anybody else sees it. And that's how you get into events that we're looking to take around the country to different locations. For example, we've got one Thursday night at a great place in downtown Mooresville, North Carolina, called 158 on Main. And everybody who's going was invited because they are a member of Ace TJ Prime. There's also a lot of new content that you can get there that others can't get if you're not a Prime member, and more. And a rewards program that's just been launched for you to get cool stuff through Ace TJ Prime Rewards. So just go to acetj.com/prime to get all the details and get signed up for Ace TJ Prime. Then Prime Plus is a pay tier that has additional content that includes TJ's political show. 1 week from today, Ace and TJ, The Old Stuff, launches on Prime Plus, which is stuff we just got the rights back to be able to play from years and years and years ago with the Ace and TJ show, and much more. So there's Ace TJ Prime and Ace TJ Prime Plus. Get all the details at acetj.com/prime. There has been a story in the news all this week that has been very controversial, and now we're learning there may be more to it than we thought. Al Pacino is, we can't decide, is it 82 or 83? Has it ever been made official?
I've seen both.
I have too. That's why I was wondering. So, yeah. But he is going to be a father. That's how the story goes. That's been the story that's out all this week. Well, a new story has come out from Showbiz 411 and The Hollywood Reporter that says Al Pacino was not thrilled when he found out that his 29-year-old girlfriend, Noor Al-Fala, was having his baby. So much so that he demanded a prenatal DNA test A source has said that Al Pacino did not want more children, and nor even told him she couldn't conceive because of a thyroid problem. The source says, quote, "She knew that Al did not want to have more kids. They have no relationship. It's a mess," end quote. Supposedly, she came into Al Pacino's life before the pandemic by becoming close to his 22-year-old daughter. The relationship was basically over for more than a year when she reestablished contact and got pregnant.
Well,
that turns out to be a little messier than we thought it was.
Yeah.
You know, because when the story came out this week, it seemed like, well, he's thrilled and all that kind of stuff. Turns out none of that may be true. By the way, the flip side of this, Robert De Niro, who just had a baby, said that being a father again, quote, feels great, end quote. So,
I'm sure.
So there may be more to that than we thought, but thought it'd be fair to share that part of the story. And I saw this morning, or actually I heard this, and I thought we have to play this on the show today because it is exactly the way TJ described it. He was telling us yesterday about this escaped inmate in Ohio who was caught this week when he was recognized while trying to order a hamburger from McDonald's on the dollar menu. They interviewed the McDonald's employee that recognized the guy when he came through to buy food, and it went down just as TJ imagined it would when he told us.
He was asking for a something off the dollar menu, and I was like, there hasn't been a dollar menu at McDonald's for a while, like... He's been out of touch, and then like it clicked for me. I was like, "Oh no, that's that guy."
Yeah, he'd been in penitentiary so long he doesn't even know that there's not a dollar menu.
The guy had started like it was almost an argument about the dollar menu, yeah. And it was like, "We don't have a dollar menu anymore." And that's what. And had he not argued with him, the guy would have never thought anything about it. It was like, "Oh wait, yeah. That's the guy that was out of the penitentiary. They had his picture on TV."
Well, they did say that the guy has very distinctive tattoos and walks with a limp. Yeah. And he came riding up to McDonald's on a bicycle.
Yeah,
kind of add to the whole thing. It's like this guy's been gone for a while. Yeah, he didn't want to break the law by driving a car with no license.
Yeah. Can you go through McDonald's drive-thru on a bike?
No.
It has to be, you have to be in a car?
I think so, yeah, for safety motorcycle. Reasons, so you don't get run over.
Oh, it depends on how cool they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know for sure, though, because it seemed to me it would be the same rule as not being able to walk through the drive-thru. You have to be in a vehicle. Mm-hmm. But Rob, you used to work at Wendy's. What was the rule?
Well, if you came up in something that wasn't as heavy as a car, we couldn't hear you on the speaker.
Okay, it didn't set the sensors off.
It didn't set the sensors off.
Would a motorcycle, if a guy came up on a Harley, would that set the sensors off?
I don't think so. I don't think it did.
Huh, okay. But I find this fascinating because, you know, I think AI is, y'all know me, robots, AI, it's you're flirting with disaster here. You're playing with fire. Something bad's bound to happen. But check this out. What can they do with it? This might throw you a little bit. This is Kanye doing Luke Bryan's Country Girl Shake. This didn't really happen. This is all AI. Shake it, baby. Yeah, I love sitting in the honky tonks. From the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on. That's
pretty authentic.
That sounds just like Kanye.
There's a whole TikTok account just for the Kanye AI to sing other country songs as well.
Yeah, and it's weird, man. That's
weird, man.
It's dangerous. That is dangerous business we're messing with. Okay, and then there's this little thing that I love. Now, if you have kids, prepare yourselves. This guy is a student at Lone Peak High School in Utah. His name's Danny Kinney. He was asked, he's a well-known musician in his school, and he was asked to write a song for graduation. Has anybody else seen this TikTok?
No.
Okay. It's awesome. He tells a pretty funny story that at the beginning of the school year, they asked me to write a song for graduation. He said, so yesterday at lunch, I sat down and got busy on it, and he came up with this song, and he's gone viral. Here's part of the song. It's called A Tribute to Parents.
I'm afraid to cross this road alone. You've given me strength to move to the unknown. even though I would rather stay with you at home. Oh, I'll miss when my dad takes the food from my plate, and I'll miss when my mom cries cause I placed in state, and I'll miss when my dad gives me tips how to date, and I'll miss when my mom thinks I'm sick though it's fake, and I'll miss when my dad takes our boat on the lake, and I'll miss when my mom sings the songs that I make, and I'll miss when my dad shows me how to cook steak, and I'll miss when my mom lets me cry, and then she wipes the tears off my face. I'll miss you. I'll miss you.
Okay, you get enough of that.
That's very sweet.
Yeah.
So he's an only child, we would assume?
I don't know why.
Because you'd think he would mention something about missing his siblings.
Well, maybe he did. That's just one little clip of the song.
They're like, what the hell?
He does it. It's all about parents. It's just a tribute to parents.
But I won't miss you at all.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
I'm going to ask you to be very honest and come forward and admit, I'd be lying. Next.
Don't miss the Extra Funny podcast coming up at 9 Eastern, live on the Ace and TJ app, or download anytime wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ coming up.
The Extra Funny podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Share Funny is now a little bit extra. Don't miss the Extra Funny podcast live every weekday on the Ace and TJ app or anytime wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
And you can watch the show on YouTube every single day. AceTJ.TV or just go to YouTube and hit AceTJ TV, like and subscribe. That's up today. The Extra Funny podcast is live there at 9 Eastern every morning, then again all throughout the day, and Riggins Weekend Review, which comes up in about 25 minutes on the Ace and TJ show, will go up as its own singular little podcast you can watch on YouTube or download for yourself. So everything's at acetj.tv, like and subscribe. I forgot about something that I wanted to do today, kind of as a surprise for everybody, because it only works as a surprise. So I'm going to ask you a very simple question. Remember a couple of months ago, we got into a discussion with Rob of when was the last time that Rob like sat on grass?
Yeah.
And we found it had been years.
Yeah.
Years and years and years since Rob had sat down in the grass. Is that right, Rob? It'd been a long time.
I can't remember the last time, to be completely honest, but it would have to be a long time ago.
So I saw something the other day and I thought, I don't know when the last time I did this was. When was the last time you skipped?
Oh, recently.
Recently.
Yeah.
I did it. I did hopscotch that was drawn on the
But I mean, like, skipped.
Yeah.
Do you think you could still do it?
Yeah, I do it.
I skip all the time.
I do it all the time, mm-hmm. Making fun of people.
Yeah.
Really?
I do it all the time.
Okay. Because there was a TikTok where this family, they asked them all to skip, and the two old people were just completely unable to skip. Oh, so y'all do it regularly? Oh, well, then never mind.
Yeah, I do it in an effort to be silly.
Okay. Well, yeah. I can't ask Rob to skip because now Rob's got a new back problem he just told me about this morning that he can't do it.
But where I go and walk around the track at the little university close to us.
Yeah.
The football players will be out there sometimes and they're doing warm-ups and stuff. And they do it's just a basic skip that they do, but they raise their leg up really high. Yeah. And it looks ridiculous.
But that's one of those things that everybody's done as a warm-up forever, it seems.
Yeah, we didn't do that.
Really?
Mm, okay. You're not catching us skipping on the football field in Winfield, Louisiana. Okay. I bet LSU doesn't do it.
I don't know. I ain't skipping nowhere. But
they don't skip.
Okay.
And play double dutch, okay, two square, and hopscotch.
All right. Well, if everybody skips regularly, then that just takes. Never mind.
Well, you want to?
No, I was going to see if everybody could do it. Like, could you do it? Could you? Well, if you can, if everybody does it regularly, then okay.
That was a surprise.
Well, I mean, I didn't. It doesn't work if I tell you in advance yesterday, and you go home and practice.
Yeah, learn how to skip.
Yeah, do you go home and work on it?
Could you do it?
Yeah, I could. I did it. I did it to see if I could do it. I did. So
there was a guy that walked around his office, and it was like 80%. And it was women.
Yeah.
They it was the goofiest looking thing. And it's like, no, you cannot skip. I promise you that.
Yeah.
I thought you brought us a surprise.
Everything's about,
everybody
getting something. No.
Well, donuts again.
I just couldn't tell you yesterday when I saw it. I saw it the other day. I couldn't tell you yesterday because you would have gone home and practiced if you hadn't done it. But now.
But Rob, you've never skipped.
No, I've skipped before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's what you said. You've never done it, so you wouldn't know how either way.
It's just, one foot, then the same foot, and then switch it off? I mean, it's...
That's the stanky lane.
One foot and then the next, and then you
1 foot and then the same, and then the other.
Yeah,
and that's what he said.
I mean, that's the best way I could... Well, it's not the best way, I guess.
I think you're describing a shuffle.
Yeah. Could you do it, Rob? Could you skip?
I don't know. Not right now because my back's hurting, but I think I could.
I can't skip.
I'm down in my old back.
Because his back's hurting.
Yeah, I'm just give out.
Yeah, he did tell me this morning that he's got a different problem in his back now that started yesterday.
It's in the middle of the back this time.
So I guess we can't ask him to skip.
I wonder who was the first person that skipped. They were like, let me just do this move over here.
Yeah. I don't know. How long do you think it's been since you've skipped, Rob? Since everybody else apparently has skipped recently.
I was a child.
Okay.
For sure.
I'm floored by the fact that everybody has skipped recently.
Yeah.
I don't know when the last time I did it was until I saw that and I was like, I wonder if I could still do that. And I could, but that's weird. Okay.
But I'm more taken aback by the fact that Riggins plays hopscotch on the reg.
I did it last week.
I think he mentioned it that day that you're walking the dog or something and it was already drawn out.
They draw all this like stuff out on the sidewalk. I was like, hopscotch. I haven't played hopscotch in forever.
You can't pass by that without doing it.
It was kind of like, I was going to walk around. You kind of have to do it.
I don't know how that works. Hopscotch.
You know, one box, you put one foot in it, two boxes.
What's the rock for?
Because you got to throw, that's where you land,
right? Yeah, how far you go. Yeah. I mean, you can do it like that, but it was always just like two, one, one, and that's how many feet you can, 1 foot
like
per box.
One, two, one, one, two, one, one, two, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
But that's not skipping.
Yeah,
that's,
no, it's not, but I've definitely skipped. 100%.
Okay, well, never forget I brought it up.
Miss part of the show? Just download it. Get the Ace and TJ podcast on any platform. More of the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is coming up.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Available when you want it, how you want it. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Here's a crazy stat. Wait, let me do the math again to make sure I get this right. I just thought of this a minute ago because of a text that my wife sent me, and it made me think about something. If I live to be 82, it's like 80. Okay. So I've got a baby due in the next, June 17th is the due date. So sometime in the next, 15 days? Yeah. Probably this baby will come. And so my son, Cade, will turn, he's 20. He turns 21 over Labor Day weekend. So I did a rough estimate, math-wise. From the time I graduated college, let's say I lived to be, I was 22 years old, I was 23. So let's say I lived to be 83. What is that, 60 years? Mm-hmm. I will have had been responsible for a child for something like, it's roughly 86% of my life.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's a crazy 86% of my adult life. Or maybe that's a little high. I think it's like 83, 82% of my adult life. I would have been responsible for a child if I lived to be 82. Now, if I live, and I expect to live beyond that. So that percentage will go down, you know,
but not by much.
No, by much.
I mean, really, it's not going to.
It's not going to be down to like 60% anytime soon.
It'll be like 80.
That's a crazy stat when you stop and think about it, when you start to do the math.
Yeah.
Even more so when you figure my first kid was at 31. I had just turned 31 when Peyton was born. And then you take those, you take 80 years or so out of that. It goes up even like to a 90%.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. There's a thing out that's pretty cool. I love stuff like this. It's a list going around online. I think it started on Reddit. It did. 10 things that were normal 25 years ago, but are a luxury today. 10 things that used to be commonplace. Now, 25 years ago, they're talking about late 90s, early 2000s. But a lot of times people went farther back than that. They just didn't pay attention to the rules of the game. But things like things that were normal but are now a luxury. Owning the software you purchased.
Yeah.
Remember they used to send you, you'd order it and the disc would come, that would all come in the mail. And you'd have to log in and put it all in. Concert tickets. Says technology has made a lot of things better and more accessible, but concert tickets is not one of them. They're considered a luxury now. When it used to be every concert was, you know, $20-$30, whatever. Good quality fabric in clothing.
I say that all the time.
It used to be commonplace, but now it's considered a luxury.
Right. I don't like a cotton blend or dry weave. I want 100% high thread count cotton, soft.
Leg room on an airplane.
Yeah.
And meals on a domestic flight.
Oh, I never saw that. Mm. That's... Right.
Yeah, I think in the early 2000s, you could still get, if you took a flight from anything over like 2 hours, I think you got two and a half hours, you got a meal. Because I can remember,
sandwich or something.
Yeah, you'd fly somewhere and get a little, you know, like a kind of like a Lunchable kind of thing. Yeah, it had to be over 2 hours or 2.5 hour flight. They gave you a little thing of food. Privacy. They said, being able to let loose and have a good time without the risk of it being recorded and popping up on social media.
Well,
that's now considered, used to be commonplace. Now it's considered a luxury. Calling a company and getting a person on the other end of the phone immediately. It just never happens now, unless you're calling a very small company locally. And then somebody said boredom. There's always something to take your attention nowadays.
That's awesome. That's a good thing.
You think?
Yeah, that people don't get bored anymore. Yeah, being bored is not fun.
But sometimes boredom allows you to kind of be creative.
Yeah, and it also forces you out into the world. So, you know, that's one of the things that they said about since the invention of the smartphone. You know, at least you had to go to a computer, get your laptop, do something to go online and look at things and all that. But then once the iPhone came out in 07... It was just right there, and that's when people really started withdrawing from society. And,
that's true.
You know, church memberships started to decline and all kinds of stuff.
The birth rate started to decline?
No thanks to you.
This is the Ace and TJ Show.
It's the end of another week. I'll recap everything for you in the Week in Review.
Get Ace and TJ anytime, anywhere, at your convenience with the Ace and TJ Show podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. More Ace and TJ is next.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenyx.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do, and that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.